The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Whether you're listening to me first thing in the morning here on the program, here at 6 a.m., or you're listening to our podcast on whatever service, or you're listening to us on Chauncey'sGreatOutdoors.com. Welcome to our program today. And boy, let me tell you, I got a lot of neat things that are going on. First of all, yes, it was hotter than, but you know, earlier in the week, but we went out with Captain Tony. We're going to talk about this when we try to get him on the phone later on in the program. But I mean, I got my personal best of a 35 inch king salmon that weighed just right about 20 pounds. Smidge up, smidge down, I couldn't remember. But it was just a bruiser, big fighting fish. We caught 10 great fish that day, and it was just magnificent. And this was right after the big storms that moved through here. We went out the next morning and did a great time out there with Captain Tony. But, you know, fall's around the corner, so we got a lot of things to talk about. And we want you to remember to tell all your friends to listen to us on either the ESPN Chicago app for free, or you can go to my website at Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Click on the word podcast, and you can listen to today's show or any of our past shows that are there for you. But also, you can listen to us on several other search engines, Spotify, iTunes, things like that. So please check it out and tell all your friends to like us on our Facebook page at Chauncey's Great Outdoors, okay? So sit back, let's have some fun, and talk about what we're going to do on today's show. Well, first of all, we're going to try to get Captain Tony sitting on the dock of the bay. Yep, I hope he's sitting on the dock of the bay, or he's out fishing, one of the two. But we're going to be talking to him out of Winthrop Harbor with the Lake Michigan Report. And then we've got two young anglers, Ethan Fields and Lane Stevens, two college anglers that just finished fishing for McKendree College, which is in Southern Illinois, at the Bassmaster College Championship. They qualified for that. Several teams from the school were there, and I want to say they came in eighth place, but it's a great story on how hard they worked, and I'm going to, you know, look forward to talking to them. Then we're going to round out the show with Sam Klimas. He's the Illinois Waterfowl Project Specialist.
Yes.
He's going to be bringing us up to date on this year's resident goose hunting season, which opens when? Tomorrow. Yep. September 1, it opens for that short season for the resident geese, and then it'll open up later in the year for the full season of Canadian geese, but we're all and the rest of waterfowl season, so I'm pretty excited about all that. And then we're going to probably try to get a fishing report from my grandson, Aiden, in Western Michigan. He's going to school now, and not now, he's been going to school, but he's, you know, junior high school. Oh, boy, I'm getting old. And he still gets out to do a little bit of fishing a couple times a week, and we're going to hear what's going on out in Western Michigan that he knows about. Okay. Well, the telephone is ringing. Let's see if our buddy is sitting on the dock of the bay.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll.
Tony.
Hey, Marty Johns, how are you, buddy?
What are you? Are you sitting on the dock of the bay?
Almost, but can't wait to go fishing here.
That sounds good, my friend. Hey, first of all, we went out this past week, and I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, we caught a 33, 34 incher, and then we caught a 32, 33 incher. I mean, you know, this is the time of the year that you hear so many people talk about, I know it's fishing. It's not called catching, but everybody's saying, oh, you're Laker. We caught one Laker, and we caught nine kings.
Yeah, and the bonus rainbow.
Oh, yeah, forgot about the rainbow.
Yeah, about the little bonus rainbow. Yeah, he was in there somewhere. Yeah. I don't know why he showed up, but it was good for us, hey, not him.
We're not complaining. We're not complaining. I mean,
we're not complaining, right.
Tony, literally, I'm hearing about people running out to deep water. You were staying in closer, not in deep water, but, I mean, you were still in good water. And it was unbelievable. I mean, we had twos on. I think, did we ever have a three on or no?
Almost a three. We had a definitely double going.
Yeah.
I think we had a 200 copper going and a dipsy going, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you know, like you said, there's a lot of fish, and they're all over,
mm-hmm.
you know. They're not just not in one spot. You know, there are fish way out deep. Guys, some of us guys, in the afternoon, we go deep water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look for some trout. Salmon are still out there. But, you know, like I always been saying, you know, hit the hill real quick, smack it, you know. Sun comes up, bail, you know, go out a little deeper, you know, find fish.
Mm-hmm.
Then work the area where you catch a fish. Drop a waypoint in and... you know, go a little bit further, maybe a little further than that. You know, mm-hmm. you catch another fish, drop another waypoint. Now, you got 2 points, you can switch back and forth if you're getting more than just one fish. You know, right. You can always double back a couple times just to see if they're hanging out there.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, but, yeah, there's fish all over, yeah.
Yeah.
Big, little, I think we had all 3 year classes.
Yes, we did.
Threes and fours. We might even had a one in there.
Oh, there was, I think the one was the one that fell off.
No, it could be. Could be.
That was we had one little dinky one that fell off, you know, and
right.
But it was
everything's working, you know, flies, dodgers, plastics, metals, spoons, all variety of spoons. I pulled out some old Pro Kings, and mm-hmm. like, hey, let me run some Pro Kings. You haven't ran them in a while because everyone's got bigger, better, newer, you mm-hmm. know, and everything works this time of year.
Cool. Hey, I. You know, I'm curious. You've got to have some time. I posted these photos on Facebook, and people have said, oh, my gosh, we got to call Captain Choney. Do you have some weekdays and weekends open or no?
Yeah, I have a lot of weekdays left. Well, I should say a lot. But I only have a few weekends left all the way through the second week of October is my last time I'm going to be out.
Okay.
I fished the 2 weeks of October. Then I hear a deer calling me. Oh, Captain Tony, go sit in your tree stand.
Come to the woods, Tony. Come to the woods.
The woods, right. Because when I'm done fishing, I'm hunting.
Yeah, he's not kidding you, everybody. Hey, Tony, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to get a charter on the unbelievable Diamond Ghost charters, what's the best way to do it?
I would call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. If I don't answer... please leave me a message. If I do answer, I'll get back to you because I'm going to hang up on you because I'm going to go net a fish. I did that the other day to a guy. I said, I'm sorry. He's like, that's okay. Go get the fish.
Okay. And that's the number to dial. And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost Charters?
Fish on.
All right, buddy. Have a good day, Tony.
All right. Everyone be safe out there. Watch your weather. Bye. Yeah.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors.
Fish on.
If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at bursting with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake Maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature Notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition and full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors, you can even read it on the go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription, and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My
name is Sam. This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Some call it a snake.
And you can find them in the rivers.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are gonna smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors here on ESPN. And I've got to tell you, I'm pretty fired up here. Because first of all, one of my favorite schools, that's right, one of my favorite schools is a great school that has a great team called the Bearcat Anglers. And it's from McKendree University down in Southern Illinois. And we have two gentlemen that were fishing in the collegiate championship. Is that right, Lane?
Yes, sir. The College Bassmaster National Championship was this last weekend at Lake Hartwell in Anderson, South Carolina.
And, you know, you and Ethan... there was actually a second team there. I don't want to, you know, snuff them. That was in the tournament, correct?
Yes, sir. We had another. We had probably three other teams down there. I think four boats total.
Oh, you did? Meetings. Wow. That shows you, everybody, how strong McKendree University is for their fishing team, that they can push that many boats into the Collegiate Bassmasters. And, you know, you guys did a great job. Now, I've got to talk to you guys about this. Let me start out with Ethan. Ethan, how do you prepare to go to, technically, this is your biggest tournament you probably have ever been in, correct?
It's up there for sure, yeah. Definitely, yep.
How do you prepare for it?
Preparation. It starts months and months before, which I know me and Lane can both agree on that, before we even get down there, just from getting online and trying to gather as much information as possible about the lake and going about maps and looking back at data all the way from the 1900s, really, just trying to find stuff that's just under the water whenever the water is low or high, vice versa. It's a lot more than just getting down there and putting the boat on the water and just graphing around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. Lane, now, I think, Lane, are you the senior?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You've been there for 4 years, fishing for this great university. I mean, how did you, and did you sit down with Ethan and, you know, bang your heads on the table saying, look at this, look at that, look at this?
Yeah, going into it, I mean, we obviously have some preconceived notions. Like, we kind of put a game plan together before we got down there, but a lot of it's just, I mean, we only get 3 days of practice. And so the lake is huge, and it's not a ton of time to kind of survey everything we want to do. So you can definitely make some wrong decisions in that little time frame you got. So fortunately for me and Ethan, we actually had two truck and boats down there so we could practice separate. With this big of a tournament, we thought that would be in our best interest to try to just conquer and divide. And so that definitely helped. At the end of each practice day, we could kind of put our heads together and talk about what we both saw throughout the day. And it was just twice as much as the information in that little practice period that we get. So kind of worked out for us. I know a lot of people do a lot of different things and have a lot of different opinions on practice, but yeah, that's what worked for us this last week at Hartwell.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Now, we're talking 168 boats. That's a lot of boats, guys.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you need a cop out there standing in a boat directing traffic. you know, but I'm just like, you know, do you just kind of blank all them out and just fish your routine?
Between you and the fish, that's all you got to worry about.
Mm-hmm. I can believe that one. I can believe that. Because if you're trying to figure it out, I mean, do you guys ever, you know, it's like, you try this, I'm going to try that. I mean, do you play that game?
Yeah, I would say a little bit. We kind of started practice off like that, where I was going to try to find some shallow fish. Just because of Hartwell, if you can find shallow largemouth, it'll at least one of the days you should be able to do pretty good. Finding it was the hard part. The lake was down quite a bit, so mm-hmm. I didn't really do that too much. But, yeah, going into it, Lane was going to kind of do the deep stuff and, like, the normal Hartwell tactics, and I was going to try to find something shallow that was just a little bit more sneakier. But it came down to just both of us spending most of our time deep, and it paid off, obviously. We both found some fish, and it was enough to carry us through all 3 days and have a good finish.
Yeah. Now, day one, you came in what? Because it's a three-day tournament, so everybody fishes day one. Do they trim it down after day one or no?
No. Everybody fishes day one and two. Top 12 is on day three.
The top 12 is day three. Now, day one, you came in what place?
16th place after day one. And then I believe day two, we were in 10th. Yep, 10th. Okay. And then, yeah, ended up the week actually tied for 7th, and then we actually lost the tiebreaker, and so we finished up 8th.
Oh, no!
That's what I was talking about. I was like, if we're going to tie, like, I at least want to win the tiebreaker. Like, I'm competitive even at that, you know what I mean? So
and the first
one of those things, that one didn't swing our way, but 7th and 8th, no big deal.
So first place, I mean, the first day you came in with 13 pounds full limit of fish. That put you in 16th place. Day two, you did a whole bunch of moving around. And, you know, because day three is the top 12. And day two, you got what? Was it 13? I can't remember. How much?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it was. We had 13.3. We had a little bit over what we weighed in on day one.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
13 and a smidge. And then, so now you're putting in the top 12 on day three. And for the, 20-plus years that I did all the Bassmaster Classics Media Center and working with the anglers and stuff like that, people don't realize that bass fishing tournaments, any kind of tournament, and for fishing, is the biggest mind game that's out there.
Yes.
I mean, you're guessing yourself 12 ways to right or 12 ways to left. You're figuring, looking at your tackle box going, I mean, it is the biggest mind trap, and so many guys have lost on that elite level because they fell to the trap, And that's what you guys are literally falling into when you're fishing the top 12 on the last day, aren't you?
Yeah, most definitely. Like you said, fishing's definitely a mental game. There's so many little variables, unlike a lot of other sports, that go into fishing. You can have mechanical issues and boat trouble. We ran into that on day one takeoff, actually. Like, we started out our tournament day one takeoff, our navigation lights weren't working. And the crew at Bassmaster, they ensure all the angler safety. That's one of the things that they check before everybody goes out and takes off in the morning. And we were having a little bit of electrical trouble, and our navigation lights weren't working. And so, therefore, we couldn't take off. We were delayed 20, 30 minutes maybe until we could get a fix. And just even something like that definitely rattled us a little bit to start our tournament. Like, we were just about to take off. We're thinking, we have all these things going through our head, and then, oh, no, the lights don't work. We got to pull over and get them fixed. Everybody else is going off. We're losing time. There's just so many aspects that go into a fishing tournament like that, and you need a lot of things to swing your way, for sure.
Well, you two guys are a lot better than me, because if I was sitting on the dock because my lights wouldn't work and I'm watching everybody pull away, there would have been a whole different language coming out of my boat,
We tried to keep it cool, for sure. I think me and Ethan did a very good job of that.
Yeah, and then you come into day three, you got 11 pounds, 1 ounce, and you weigh the fish. Did you have any idea that you were going to be tied for, 7th, 8th place?
I don't think we knew that we were going to be tied right there. I know we both knew that we weren't going to end up winning. I will say, going into the final day, we kind of tried to swing for the fences a little bit and try to get some big largemouth right off the bat, and it just didn't pan out that way. So about midday, we had to go back to what we were doing for the rest of the week and just trap up what we could. But I am glad that we split up to eighth. We didn't know about the tiebreaker, but we knew that we weren't going to be in contention to win. Them guys put on a clinic down there.
How do you do a tiebreaker?
I think it was who had the biggest five fish limit of the week.
Oh, the biggest five fish limit? Okay. I'm just
between kinda the two teams that were tied, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just real quick to tell you, I'm sure you know Jordan Lee.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, and when Jordan Lee won the high school championship, I was there. And I interviewed him before he went out, and he won the high school championship. Then when he won the college championship, I was there, and I interviewed him again before he went out. And he won that tournament. And then when he was at the Bassmaster Classic, I think it might have been Houston for some odd reason. I'm a little vague on what town it was because they all blend in together. And I'm in the media center, and he walks in. Yeah, it was Houston. He walks up to me, and he goes, "Chauncey." I go, "What?" He goes, "You got to interview me."
that's wild.
You hear that, Ethan? He's good luck. That's what he's telling us.
I think he needs to start following us around and interview.
Yeah, I'll take an interview. I'll take one.
Well, I looked at Jordan. I said, "Jordan, I'll interview you, but I'm not your rabbit's foot, because he has to die to give it to you." And he won the classic that year, so it was pretty cool. Really, fishing is a cool thing. It's a great way. I've been telling you, it started here in Illinois, and it just spread across the country like the plague, for lack of a better term. I mean, everybody's doing it all around there, from grade school teams to high school teams to junior high teams to the professional guys and smaller tournaments and larger tournaments, everything that's going out there. And the coolest thing about this is it's a way for you to help pay for college. Hint, hint, mom and dad out there listening. Let your kids go out, and it doesn't make a difference if they're boys or girls, because it's the angler against the fish, like you said, Lane. That's all it is. Right?
Yes, sir. And that's the best part about it, is literally anybody can do it. And fishing's one of those things, like I love being outside, and I love being on the water. I'm a huge outdoorsman myself, mm-hmm. so is Ethan. And this is, like, honestly, it really is my motivation to try really hard in the classroom, because I know if I don't make my grades and if I struggle, like, it's going to be more stress when I'm on the road. I know I'm not going to – it's a privilege to travel and fish these tournaments like we get to do. So knowing that, me and Ethan both take – the utmost responsibility, knowing that this is something that not a lot of kids get to do, and we try to make the most of our situation and really get everything out of this full experience right. that we possibly can.
Ethan, is there anybody you want to say thank you to before we – I have thought you guys go back to your books and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, go back to the books and study. That has helped you guys out so much?
Yeah, definitely. I know for me, especially, my rock in my fishing career has been my grandpa. So whenever he listens to this, I definitely want him to know how much I appreciate him, and he continues to help me. And, yeah, he's one of my biggest blessings to my career for sure. Mm-hmm. That, and then I'll shout out Jetta Marina as well down in Calvert City, Kentucky. Anybody can go check them out for any of your boat needs. They help me out quite a bit as well. So, yeah, two for sure. And then just my whole family and everything like that, John and Carla.
Mm-hmm.
On the McKendree team, help us out tremendously. Definitely cannot do anything without them. They mm-hmm. they're incredible.
Yeah. How about you, Lance? Anybody?
Yeah, my family, they've supported me all the way through. My dad, he's been taking me fishing ever since I could barely walk. So he kind of ingrained that passion for the outdoors in mm-hmm. me. I'm forever grateful for that, because something that I've fell in love with now that I've grown up, and something I plan to do for the next many, many years. And like Ethan said, McKendree University, they support our fishing team. I mean, lights out. John and Carla, they're obviously our coaches, and they're some of the best people, too. I've learned more about character and integrity, responsibility from both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one of those things that I can take with me throughout the rest of my life, just these experiences and these memories that I've made traveling and getting to fish on a team as high of a caliber as McKendree is. It truly is a blessing, and I'm thankful that we have a coach like John.
Yeah, and, you know, John is a great coach, but let me tell you, it's Carla who's the mother to every one of those kids.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, absolutely. Mom, all your mothers back, wherever they are on the team, that you know, where the kids came from, don't worry. Carla's got them. And they're scared of her.
He's awesome. For sure.
Okay. Well, guys, I want to thank you for coming on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Everybody's going to hear this everywhere east of the Mississippi River, so, and Canada. And believe it or not, there's a whole audience in Europe that listens to my show. And I'm very honored by that, because we're just a couple of guys talking about fishing and grinding. That's all we're doing.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, my friend. What was that? I'm sorry.
Oh, I said appreciate you having us. Hey, also, I want to say one more thing, too, while I am on here.
Yeah.
Anderson, South Carolina, big shout-out to them hosting us. I've been there twice. I think, Lane, you've also been there twice, too, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, so every time we go there, completely awesome place. Whenever they host us, I mean, they come out there and they direct traffic and everything. And
The hospitality for the anglers is second to none. Like, they truly care about the sport of bass fishing. And that's known anytime that you're in that area. All those people are super, super amazing.
Cool. Hey, next time you're in Carolina, call BizBait up. Tell him set you up with some stuff, because he owes me.
I could probably do that for sure.
All right, my friends. Thank you so much for coming on. McKendree University, home of the Bearcats. Oh, the fighting Bearcats. Fishing Bearcats, I should say. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or Low boat From them, powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow! That's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne Libera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected low boats, and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by a Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it. Worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or Low 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by a Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in Northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Like a catfish in the river, like a flounder in the sea. When the rancher comes along, she always makes a fool of me. I go a hook, line, sinker. Hook, line.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
That's the way I go for you. Now, there was a little fishy swimming in the brook. Now, he was doing fine until he grabbed me over the hook. He went a hook, line, and sinker.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the phone with me right now, we have a gentleman. Well, he's busy all year long, except at this time of the year, he's got to tweak it up just a little bit, because we're talking with Sam Klimas, who's the Waterfowl Project Manager for the state of Illinois, which means his business card is a little bit oversized when you get all that done, right, Sam?
Yes, thanks, Chauncey, for the introduction.
Okay, my friend, let's talk about what's coming up here is waterfowl season starting for us. Here we got teal and goose that kicks in pretty quick. Full goose kicks in tomorrow.
Yes, it does, actually. Hunters can expect to find good numbers of geese around. Our overall breeding population estimate for the state was just over 111,000. It is 10% lower than last year, but 3% above our long-term average. So goose numbers have been pretty stable for the last 2 years. Hunters should find a lot of young geese this year in the field as they're out looking in the next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And once again, everybody, we're talking about what's termed as resident season. These are the geese that were born, bred, and raised here in Illinois. These are not the migrators that are coming up from Canada or Wisconsin or Minnesota or whatever. These guys are the ones that are showing up. Not showing up. They are here, right?
Yep. They're the ones that are staying here year-round. They're the ones that we're having problems with on, you know, golf courses and public spaces. And this early season is really set to target these local geese.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. And I always get a big kick out of the geese when they are nesting on top of commercial buildings in northern Illinois.
Yep, they find the easiest place to go where they're not going to be bothered, and they don't have a problem putting together a nest and hatching eggs. It's crazy some of the green spaces they can live in.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the geese that do that are saying, okay, you raccoon, see if you can get up here.
Yeah, raccoons, people, all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the rats.
Yeah,
love to chomp on a goose egg. So.
Yeah, it is. I mean, because it's part of the food chain. Now, you said that we're down a smidge, but we're still in that good range of geese, right?
Yes, we are. We are.
When I was looking at, you know, just the numbers and stuff, it looks like we're going to have a really good. It's a short season. It's from the 1st to the 15th for the resident geese. We got to wait till October for the other party.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I've been seeing them flying around. I've seen their markings over a lot of baseball fields, football fields, playgrounds.
Exactly. Yeah, we're doing well. So you know, later 90s, we were down around 60,000, and you know, we're up. We're almost more than double that in the last 2 years. So. Mm-hmm. No problem with resident geese. You know, there was a time when there really wasn't any around. So,
mm-hmm.
It's really a great success story now that we can have so many of them on the landscape in such an urban environment with all the sprawl and all the stuff. They're really taking in on these green spaces and doing well.
Yeah. I remember when I was a child, a yute, as they say, I went home for lunch and I was walking back to St. John of God School here on the south side of Chicago. And I was probably in about fourth grade, I want to say, fourth, fifth grade-ish. And I heard a noise, and I went, what? And that was the very first time I looked up and saw a V formation of Canadians flying south. And I knew they weren't flying south, but wherever they were flying to. But, I mean, I was just like, wow. I really felt that I touched nature because we never saw that before. Now, it's like, oh, there's another goose there. Oh, there's five over there. There's six over there.
Yeah, good luck stepping in a public park and not stepping on some excrement. So,
hey, it's good fertilizer for the yard.
For sure.
But now, how long will a goose live?
Oh, multiple years. Where we do regular banding, we band geese up in the Chicago area and all throughout the state. To look at longevity, lifespan, look at their migration and harvest. You know, 5-10 years is pretty common. It can go over that. I don't have the numbers in front of me for the lifespan of a goose, but it's well over 10 years. So they're living, you know, much longer than your average pet.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of time for them to reproduce, and they're pretty successful at doing it as of late.
Yeah, they sure are, buddy. They sure are. But it's so neat to watch. I mean, I really think that they're, because we see them, you can see them when they hatch. And you swear to God, in 3 days, they're like triple the size. And I mean, mm-hmm. it's the most fastest growing critter I've seen. And
sure.
they grow and they get this. And, you know, some of them get a little bit of an attitude when you kind of like want them to move and they don't want to move.
Yep, that's a peer defense mechanism. They likely got babies or a nest around, and they do not want you there. You know, we do have people to take care of that, too. If you are having big problems with a goose, please call your local district biologist
mm-hmm.
during the breeding season. But at the same time, yep, they're just protecting their young and trying to survive as much as anyone else.
Yeah.
So, They're pretty docile otherwise, though. As long as there's nothing to protect, they move their own way, as long as you don't have a bag of bread in your hand.
Now, during the full, the regular season, goose season, waterfowl goose mm-hmm. season, what is our daily take that we can have?
It is 3 geese per day.
Now, that's in the regular goose season that starts in somewhere in October, okay?
During the regular Canada goose season, let me pull up the regs because I think early season is more.
Early season is a whole bunch. It's like, you know, 15 in possession, I know.
Yeah, so that'd be 5 per day.
Mm-hmm.
So it is really targeted on getting rid of some of them local geese, yes.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, that's pretty conservative. I know up in North Dakota and places where they've had problems earlier, it is up to like 15 geese per day per person. So plenty of protein on the table if you're willing to harvest it.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you take the breasts off, you cut them into cubes, wrap a little bacon on it, and you mm-hmm. can put it in a little cheap Italian dressing and let it sit there for a couple of hours and then put it on the grill. Mm-mm-mm. Although, yeah. I have to say this, I may have found my favorite goose recipe at a sportsman dinner I went to, Sam. It was goose stroganoff.
Okay.
OMG. My third bowl. And I mean, they had everything else there. Elk, deer, bluegills, all kinds of fish. They had a whole hog they did, this club did. And I was on my third bowl. Goose stroganoff.
It's amazing what a little cream of mushroom soup will do to some wild game.
Wow. I was amazed. So everybody, you can call it Chauncey stroganoff, you know, and it was really good. I enjoyed it. But now what you don't, okay, the season's open for 15 days, okay, and for the resident geese.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't taking them 15 days to figure out, wait a minute, last time we flew over here, we lost a couple of our buddies. They learn fast.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, definitely. And we're seeing that more and more with a lot of the goose research we have up and around Chicago. The geese, they understand that the landscape outside of the city is a dangerous landscape for them. And they actually change their migration, their daily movements, where they feed, when they feed, to kind of move with that pressure. Opening day of goose season is usually always the best day. It's usually always really good harvest, and mm-hmm. it kind of goes down from there, especially during the early season. They get smart, they know where to go, and you don't blame them for not straying too far out of the city after the gunfire starts going off. But
exactly.
Yeah.
But it looks like a good season for us at this point.
Could be a great season. Plenty of geese around, and yeah, as long, you know, early season is really all about resident geese. Into the regular goose season, it really depends on weather. We know that if we don't have the cold winter weather, that the geese just won't make it down past Chicago anymore. They won't even make it into the state. They won't make it to Illinois. They won't make it past Wisconsin.
No.
So our later season geese are really predicted by that cold northeastern or northwestern weather that we get in mm-hmm. the middle of winter.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, too, is little tidbit for the hunters. A friend of mine taught me this. If you go out and you got snow on the ground here, bring a broom with you and brush the ground so you can start seeing green grass through the snow.
Sure.
And that's like a magnet to geese. Great. Lunch. Let's go, you know?
Yep. Easy to get to.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about teal, because I know that's under your world too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Definitely.
The one bird that is the most humbling bird to any hunter
mm-hmm.
who goes out there. I mean, if you go, you better have 2 or 3 boxes of shells because, you know, they're an F-18 going past you at Mach 9. That was a teal bite, you know.
Yes.
How is it looking for teals? Because, you know, they're kind of a resident bird, aren't they?
We do have a few resident blue-winged teal that breed in the north and eastern part of the state. But for most, teal are going to be a prairie pothole species. So blue-winged teal, their main range is up through the Dakotas and into southern Canada. Green-winged teal will breed in the far northern Dakotas through Canada. They mainly breed up in the Parkland region, which is a little bit more boreal forest. It's a little more stable water. up there, they're not so much affected by the annual pond count like other dabbling species are.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we see that green-winged teal have done very well again. They're up 20% from last year. They're up 38% on the long-term average. Hmm. And that, you know, that is probably a testament to the very stable conditions they have on their breeding grounds. Blue-winged teal, even though the Dakotas were plenty wet this year, they're down a little bit. We're down 12% from last year, and we're down 10% on the long-term average.
Hmm.
Not, they're still 5.2 million, or 4.5, 4.6 million blue-winged teal in the flyway. You know, there's going to be no shortage of them, and we're not scared of any sort of population declines or anything. But let's just say that the green-winged teal should be plenty during the fall flight.
Oh, yeah. And I said, these things fly like an F-18 with its afterburners on.
I'm a firm believer that blue wings and green wings are a main driver of hunter satisfaction. If you're out there shooting at them every day, even if you don't hit nearly as many as you think you should,
mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be a pretty good time.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. And it's not uncommon to have, you know, you need a different shell for goose hunting and you need a different shell for teal hunting. Let me tell you, folks, okay? You just need to, you can't throw out the goose shots out there because it ain't going to work.
Definitely. Going to be overkill for one, underkill for another.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly, my friend. Well, I want to thank you, Sam, for coming on. And once again, we're talking with Sam Klimas, the Waterfowl Project Manager for the state of Illinois. He knows every duck and goose by just looking at them. He could say, well, that one's George, that one's Sam. You know, he's got all their names down pat. And, you know, he really takes him and his staff, and it's not just him. There's a staff of people up north, up down south that really work hard at bringing the population of the waterfowl up, not just for the hunters, but for the people who just enjoy watching them in a natural area, in a state recreation area, you know, swimming down the river while you're fishing. It's just a very, for some odd reason, waterfowl take all the stress out of you as you watch them going by, except the teals when it's season.
Yep, I have picked my career because I've been a duck nerd my whole life. Started up growing up as a hunter up on the Mississippi River in Minnesota, and just, you know, couldn't do an office job per se. I need to get a little field time, and it really helps when you enjoy the topic you're working with every day. And these charismatic little waterfowl really keep me energized, and keep a lot of people in the state occupied and give us a lot of hobbies, whether it be bird watching, hunting, you know,
everything,
managing land for these species. Mm-hmm. All is pretty fulfilling, and all really shows how important of a species they are for Illinois, Illinois people.
And
people of Illinois, sorry.
Right, and I'm going to leave you on this note, Sam. People don't realize the billions of dollars that the waterfowl industry brings to Illinois every single year. Billions. I'm not using a little M, folks. I'm using a big B. Billions of dollars that's brought to Illinois. It's really amazing. Well, Sam, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you, Chauncey. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
And I hope to find you out in the field, maybe banding some geese or chasing somebody through the mud.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or Low boat from them powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow! That's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne Libera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected Low boats, and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by a Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it, worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or Low 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by a Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
I'm listening to Chauncey and Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're having fun watching the show, listening to the show. What am I talking about watching? But let's get into the Aiden Fishing Report real quick here, because we don't want to miss this one. He writes, Papa, and this is being sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. You need to ask for the Chauncey price. See, what's my Chauncey price on this? And you'll get a better deal. Papa went out. Oh, Papa, Dad. I didn't see the word Dad. Dad went out of St. Joe with his buddies in 90 to 110 feet of water, and they said they found more fish at 120 feet and out. Spoons caught most of the fish. Pier fishing was really slow, they said, for everything. Perch fishing was non-existent for boaters and shore anglers, so that's going to have to get better. My friends and I rode our bikes again to the Rogue River, after school, and we took some small bass, small walleye, and two big carp. They were a lot of fun. We each shared catching the fish with the rod and reel. Well, that's cool, Aiden. Hope to see you soon, your fishing and future NFL player, Aiden. Future NFL player. NHL player. P.S. Mom said hello. Okay, thanks, Aiden. And once again, that report was brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. And remember, ask for the Chauncey price. Okay, other things that are happening out there. Let's go down. Lake Michigan, Chicago, if you're shore angling, you're doing it early in the morning before sun comes up. Keep charging those spoons with a flasher or bright flashlight. You need to do that to get them. Once the sun pops up and when it gets high enough, they're gone. Coho and steelhead, that we took looked good, but the ones that the shore anglers that have started catching a few kings are bronze. Water temperature is in the mid-70s along the shoreline. We need that west wind to, or southwest wind to get the action to improve on those locations. Northwest Indiana, Michigan City to Portage, they're working between 110 to 160 feet of water. It's a good ride, too, out that way. Large spoons, large paddles, the biggest dipsy divers you can get your hands on, that's what they're going with. And they're working about 75 feet down, which is pretty cool. Cook County Forest Preserves, the cooler nights that are coming up here are going to make things happen. Smaller ponds and those lakes in the forest preserves all throughout the area are going to get those fish activated. And they're going to start hitting a little bit later in the morning to midday because it is cooler. Don't forget that. Work just off the deep weeds and you should have some action. The Chain of Lakes Blarney Bassmasters Tournament, they had their Wednesday night tournament. They registered 3, 4, and a 6-pound fat one. Ooh, baby, a 6-pound bass was caught in that tournament. That's a nice-looking fish. And all these fish were caught near bridges with shore anglers watching the anglers in the boat. Well, that's a good sign. Catfish on the chain are doing very, very well. Stink bait crawlers, almost anything you throw out there. Carp are really good and a lot of fun to catch. White bass are 6 to 12 feet of water, a little bit on the deeper side, I would say. Suspend over main deep points, spinners, jigs, spikes, anything you want to throw at them, you should find them that way. My buddy Captain Dave Dewey on Delvin said they're doing great up there, and it's only going to get better after this weekend because things will quiet down. Walleye been slow, but bluegill have been great in 15, 20 feet of water. Largemouth bass have been a little bit slower, but if you can work 17 feet, you're going to get in them, and you're going to find those fish really well. Okay, we did that. Don't forget, we've got in Wisconsin, loon, Canada goose, teal, morning doves, rail, and snipe starting. Whoa, and the flute's blowing here. Okay, and I have a Native American proverb, and this one is from my dear friends in the Abenaki Nation. The best teachers have shown me that things have to be done bit by bit. Nothing that means anything happens quickly. We only think it does. Wow. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch, the geese we're chasing, and the ducks we're looking for. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week, everyone, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.